From Washington, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Lee Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. Heard that one in the KPR Music Archives and thought it was too lovely not to share. How strange, then, that it happens to come from a French film called Contempt. The music was by composer Georges Delerue, a French film composer through the 50s and 60s, called by some the Mozart of French cinema. And that music from a 1963 French film called Contempt, or Le Mépris. This is a film that starred Brigitte Bardot. And the music that we heard was her theme from that movie, Camille, performed by the Brussels Philharmonic with violinist Reno Capuchon on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeb Watson, and classical music continues on Thursday afternoon. We've got the trio Turner joining us a bit later in a deeply emotional trio, an elegiac trio by Arnold Bax for flute, viola, and harp, and more music for violin and orchestra when we join the Scottish Chamber Orchestra for Always a Crowd Pleaser, Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, all just ahead. We have another concerto to listen to right now, a fun concerto from Antonio Vivaldi, this one for oboe and strings in C major. The Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra and the oboist Hans-Jörg Schellenberger next on KPR. From Antonio Vivaldi, an oboe concerto in C major, performed by the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, and the oboe played by Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, today on KPR, where it's 12:21, and another wonderful concerto awaiting us in about 10 minutes from now, Mendelssohn and his wonderful violin concerto, with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, as I say, in about 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till 8. More information at 715mass.com. And the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th, 7:30 p.m., and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Barber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. On the KU campus at the moment, 69 degrees, and a high today around 71, mostly sunny and occasionally breezy. Tonight clear, a low of 52, and tomorrow morning should be a bit foggy, becoming sunny with highs in the mid-70s. We're in the company next of the musicians of Trio Turner, with chamber music from 1916 based on Irish themes, by Sir Arnold Bax, an elegiac trio for flute, viola, and harp on KPR. Elegiac trio for flute, viola, and harp, composed in 1916 by Sir Arnold Bax, and a performance today by Trio Turner here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:32 now. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. If you enjoyed that bit of chamber music and you're interested in a little more, performed live tonight's The Night at the International Center for Music for a recital by four students of Stanislav Yudenich, Artistic Director of the International Center for Music, at Park University, a concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building in Mission Woods, Kansas, with music by Mozart, Brahms, Rachmaninoff, and Mendelssohn. You can find all the details at icm.park.edu, and you can purchase tickets through Eventbrite. Also, better not wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas Concert. That one will be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office. Details for that concert are at KansasPublicRadio.org. And now we arrive at the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, violinist Robert McDuffie, and conductor Josef Svensson. Their rendition of Felix Mendelssohn's final concerto, the wonderful Violin Concerto in E Minor, next on KPR. The final concerto by Felix Mendelssohn is Marvelous Violin Concerto in E Minor, played by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, led by Josef Svensson and violinist Robert McDuffie. It's 1 p.m., and NPR News just around the corner. And in the next hour of classical music, another true crowd-pleaser, Jupiter from the Planets by Holst, and the Nash Ensemble with Antonin Dvorak's Piano Quintet, all just ahead on KPR. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
News Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Some work by Tchaikovsky and one of his Lieder or original songs, that one called Thy Radiant Image, arranged for violin and orchestra performance. Takako Nishizaki playing the violin with the Queensland Symphony, led by Peter Breiner. And this is Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on a Thursday afternoon. Good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson, and we're looking forward to a visit later from the National Orchestra of France. They'll bring us work from the masterpiece of Gustav Holst, The Planets, and perhaps everybody's favorite selection from that opus, Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. That's in just a little while, here on KPR. Hope you can stay with us for it. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Next up for us is the Nash Ensemble. We'll spend a good deal of our time with them, enjoying chamber music that was written by Antonin Dvorak, who around the era of 1872, composed his first piano quintet, his Opus 5. But it's something that he was never quite satisfied with, and about 15 years later, in 1887, he decided to take another stab at the work, revising it substantially, building it into an acknowledged masterpiece of piano quintets, alongside the works of Schumann, Brahms, and Shostakovich. Piano Quintet in A Major, the Nash Ensemble, with music by Dvorak. On KPR. Antonin Dvorak's chamber music and his piano quintet in A major, completed in 1887, performed today by the Nash Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now 1:50, 10 minutes to go until our next NPR news update, and more classical music awaiting us in the next hour. Of course, at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And that's followed tonight by more music when we bring you Classics Live at 7 p.m. And, of course, from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny. Tonight, you'll get a chance to hear one of her favorites by composer Isaac Albéniz, a little carryover from last night's horse theme, along with the epic Second Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Classical Music with Destiny, Tango Thursday tonight from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimyonovich, November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We have a little bit of time left this hour for the National Orchestra of France and conductor Lauren Mazel bringing us perhaps the most brilliant thing ever written by composer Gustav Holst from his magnum opus, The Planets. We'll listen next to Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity on Kansas Public Radio. Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity from The Planets by Gustav Holst. Performance by the National Orchestra of France, conducted by Lauren Mazel. And this is Kansas Public Radio. We're just about ready for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us work by Georges Bizet, Chopin, and we have a marvelous Irish clarinet concerto by Charles Villiers Stanford. Thanks for being with us for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon. Temperatures in the low 70s today, sunny skies tonight, low of 52. This is KPR.
Atomic Towers of the 1950s.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There you have conductor Andras Lenard leading the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. And a short bit of music by Georges Bizet, March, from Jeux d'Enfants, Children's Games, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be with you once again, and here for just a little while longer, until 3 p.m., sharing classical music. And this hour, that will include Vladimir Horowitz taking the keyboard for a Chopin Rondo. Not to mention, a wonderful clarinet concerto, won by Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Next on KPR, we have a fun little piece for strings now, one from an English composer by the name of Bruce Montgomery, who wrote a lot of music for English films throughout the 40s and 50s, and when he wasn't doing that, he apparently wrote a string of detective novels under the pseudonym Edmund Crispin. So he was an artist who wore a few different hats. And this is from Montgomery, a fun concertino for string orchestra, performed here by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. Music from English composer Bruce Montgomery, a concertino for string orchestra, as played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, led by David Lloyd Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:24. Still to come in just about 10 minutes' time, a wonderful Clarinet Concerto by Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford. And, of course, All Things Considered ahead at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reitman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. Right now on the KU campus, it's 71 degrees. About as warm as it's expected to get today. Tonight, mostly clear skies to begin with and a low of 52. Although, there's a chance of some patchy fog rolling in overnight and could be a little foggy for Friday morning, becoming a sunny day with temperatures in the mid-70s for tomorrow. Let's enjoy next pianist Vladimir Horowitz and music of Chopin, Introduction and Rondo, next on KPR. Introduction and Rondo, Opus 16, by Friedrich Chopin, played by pianist Vladimir Horowitz, today on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 now, and ahead at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. But later on tonight, the music continues on. Classics Live is at 7 p.m. tonight, and on this evening's program, it's the Topeka Symphony. Catch their concert from last November of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, featuring pianist Cheung Park, with the Grieg Piano Concerto. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., and from 8 to 9, it's Tango Thursday with Destiny, with something for you this evening by Isaac Albanis and an epic symphony, the second, by Jean Sibelius. More classical delights getting underway tonight at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. Something else to let you know about happening this weekend on Saturday the 15th, the Bach Aria Soloists and Missouri Choral Artists will team up with a recital, bringing us the music of Bach, Benjamin Britten, and much more. This is going down at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in KCMO. You can find all the details for this concert on this Saturday over at BachAriaSoloists.com. We're ready to welcome in the Philharmonia Orchestra. We have some music now from an Irish composer of the mid-19th century, Charles Villiers Stanford, one of the founders of the Royal College of Music and a composer with a huge influence on many early 20th century English composers, from Vaughan Williams to Elgar and much more. We'll hear his Clarinet Concerto in A minor next. Clarinetist Thea King, the Philharmonia Orchestra, next on KPR. Wrapping things up this afternoon with the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by conductor Alan Francis, with clarinetist Thea King in A Clarinet Concerto from Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget that tonight at 7, we have Classics Live with the Topeka Symphony and Tango Thursday, that's from 8 to 9, with Destiny. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon, and we'll visit again noon tomorrow right here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until Wednesday, December 31st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. Canceling one flight.